Life expectancy in the UK has stopped improving for the first time since the figures were first collected 36 years ago. In recent years, it's become clear that increases in life expectancy have been slowing, but these latest figures for 2015-17 show it's now ground to a halt. Robert Cuff is the BBC News' head of statistics, and Danny Dorling is a professor of human geography at the University of Oxford. Good afternoon to both of you. Robert, tell us more about these figures.
Well, what the data say is that for the first time, a child born this year wouldn't be expected to live any longer than a child born last year in the UK. And as you said a couple of seconds ago, that is new because since the ONS started putting out these figures in the early 80s, year on year on year, we've seen increases in our life expectancy. So every year, kids born this year will be expected to live a couple of months, on average, around 2 months longer than children born the year before.
And it's not the same from all parts of the UK?
No, it's not. So the news is slightly worse in Scotland and in Wales, where both men and women can be expected to live about a tenth of a year less than kids born the year before. Now, when you're projecting out 80, 90 years over the course of an entire life, you know, you're not going to get too hung up about 0.1 of a year. But it's gone down for both genders in both countries, and that's not something we've seen before either.
Danny Dorling, what do you think of the reasons behind this?
Well, the immediate reasons are that more people have died. More babies
Indeed.
Have died. Last year, more babies died than the year before, and the year before, more died than the year before that. So the infant mortality rate has risen 2 years in a row in the UK. Nowhere else in Europe has that happened. And last time it happened in the UK was during the Second World War. But the main increase in deaths is elderly, frail people dying 2 or 3 years earlier than normal. We know that we have had no harsh winter since 2010, so it's not cold winters. We know it's not an influenza epidemic because we haven't had one of those. We're beginning to narrow it down to two things. The big thing is austerity and the cuts affecting the frail and the elderly in many, many ways. And the second thing is that we're no longer getting the young, healthy migrants that we were getting in the past, which are actually helping boost our statistics.
Robert, what do you see when you look at the reasons?
Well, when the ONS produced their data, they've done some exploration into mortality as well. They would see an excess of winter deaths in about 2015, and they would call maybe a tougher flu season there as well. I think there is a question about the infant mortality, to my recollection, about how we classify children born after very early, after 23 weeks, whether they're considered infant deaths or deaths during pregnancy, that can make the figures a little bit tricky to interpret all in one moment. I think we're seeing a lot of clues in the data. So we're seeing similar slowdowns in life expectancy across a number of other Western countries, but it's more pronounced in the UK. We're seeing differences between Scotland and the UK that suggest there's something to do with maybe Scotland was a little bit further behind in terms of cutting down on deaths due to, you know, smoking or heart failure. And so you're kind of coming to the end of what you can get from those low-hanging fruit. But those are all little bits that are pulling at the sides. We've got clues and a lot of correlation. But it's hard to say if we have one strong causal link.
And differences between men and women?
Well, the differences between men and women in life expectancy stand stable at about, I think, 3 years. But the stalling has been both for men and for women over the last 7 years and has effectively ground to a halt to within a couple of days.
It began a bit earlier. Elderly women were the first to see their life expectancy fall. And part of the guessing about that is that elderly women are more likely to be on their own than elderly men. But we should say that ONS on the 7th of August produced a report that showed of 20 countries, the UK had the worst record in the whole of Europe. And there are other countries like Finland, which have had no slowdown whatsoever. Our record is the worst across the whole of the continent for health.
And why do you think that is?
Because we haven't paid it enough attention. And when it gets bad, we go, oh, it's very complicated, we're not sure, rather than going, this is the worst health disaster we have had since the Second World War. Let's do something about it. Now, of course, there is something else which is obsessing us. So you've talked for about 20 minutes on this programme about Brexit. And Brexit allows this kind of thing to occur because we're so obsessed by Brexit, we don't notice that life expectancy has begun to fall.
Robert, I'm not going to expect you to answer a question about Brexit, but do the statistics show that it's much worse in Britain than the rest of the world? You're saying they do?
Well, as Danny said, the report that was produced by the ONS in August did show that the UK was doing the worst in terms of the slowdown in life expectancy over the course of the last few years. But that while there is something immediate that could be addressed and that needs to be understood more fully, the longer, broader, long-term 30, 40-year picture is one of continuing improvements across the world in life expectancy.
Danny, is it getting better generally across the world?
Oh, yes, the rest of the world is getting much better. I mean, it's a wonderful news story. We've never had infant mortality this low in the rest of the world, and we've never had increases in health so fast. I mean, the number of grieving parents worldwide is the lowest it has ever been, and it's incredible. Life expectancy is shooting up in Japan, shooting up across Scandinavia. It's rising in Germany, rising in France. America's doing badly, but generally all other rich countries are doing well apart from us.
Danny Dorling and Robert Cuff, thank you very much indeed.